A recent Gaper's Block discussion about sports teams somehow evolved into an online conversation about This American Life, a public radio program produced here in Chicago. The show is moving to New York to work on a new television version of the program. I asked Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, about his relationship with Chicago and the impending relocation. But first, I wanted a definitive answer. Is this move to New York permanent, or is This American Life just visiting?
Well, we're not clear about that either. The idea is the production on the TV show will go from April to August, and then we probably won't know if we're going to be picked up for another year for a few months. And so we need to be there for about a year. And then if we don't get picked up for a second year, then honestly we'll have to look at a bunch of things, including both whether we can afford to keep the staff in New York, because it's so much more expensive to be there.
Do you want to stay in Chicago?
I do want to stay in Chicago, but I have to say, like, it's going to be fun to be in New York. I mean, it'll be an adventure to be in New York.
Well, yeah, it's New York. But, I mean, when I was reading the Reader article, and maybe I'm wrong, but I felt like you were, and maybe are, kind of surprised at how passionate people seem to be about this.
I mean, I was surprised that it was a story at all, is the truth. Though in thinking about it, of course it was a story. We're a national show and we come out of here and people have a feeling about it. If you're working on a project, you don't think about how other people are seeing you and seeing your decisions to move. It seemed like a much more sort of personal and businessy decision than like we were making a statement about the city.
Here in Chicago, we are more and more seen as a flyover city. Cool things happen in New York.
But you identify yourself. But that presumes that we identify ourselves primarily as Chicagoans. Like, I wake up in the morning, I think, I am a Chicagoan, and, like, you know, this is my city. And, like, yeah, maybe if I were mayor, you know, I'd have, you know, like,
no,
you know,
I think a lot of people do. I mean, look at how, I mean, who,
well, clearly,
how does Marshall Field's losing its name to another, also to New York, although it looks like that might not happen, but
The Marshall Fields thing I get, but that's because I have a feeling about Marshall Fields, not because I feel like, well, this is our store. You know what I mean? Like, I love the State Street store. You know, I love that store. And it just seems like cheesy and bad that they would get rid of the name and the heritage of that store. Like, why destroy something? It's actually kind of nice in favor of nothing. It's like replacing something with nothing. But that has nothing to do with me feeling like, oh, damn those New Yorkers. Do you know what I mean? Like, and damn those people from Cupertino, California, who built that Apple store for us on Michigan Avenue. You know what I mean? And damn those Japanese people with those really nice cars that we drive around on the streets in. And, you know, like, you know, damn Michigan.
But I don't think it's not an outward aggression toward another city. It's this sort of inward feeling like, oh, man, we lost another cool thing. Another little element of Chicago has gone somewhere else.
Like, what are we, so small that we need for our city to be like, I don't know, like that we need for our city to like kick the asses of the other
cities?
No,
I think it's a very Chicago thing. I mean, we are the second city and now technically we're the third city and we don't have the busiest airport anymore. And it's nice to have these things.
We got downgraded from the second city to the third city?
Well, not officially, but I mean, we're not the second largest city anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened...
Who cares?
Oh, I cared, Ira.
Why do you care?
And this happened when I was a kid. I felt a little bit down, like I'd just been horribly insulted a little bit. Now, I didn't lose sleep. It didn't affect my development as an adult, but I was bummed, and I'm still bummed. And when the Sears Tower was no longer the tallest building in the world in my city, I was a little bummed.
But aren't the things that actually mean something to you things that are so much more personal? You know what I mean? In terms of like, you know, it seems like you have a job where you get to do things that you like, which puts you ahead of like 90% of all people. You know what I mean? Like, and so you have that and you have like friends and family.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm getting by. Okay.
Maybe there's a dog or,
but
you know, like
sort of, I think.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even understand like why like our city being number one rates in there.
It's a, I think there is a certain kind of civic pride. It's an inherently sort of irrational thing. I'll still be able to listen to This American Life
And I, as I think you pointed out in the reader, you know, because it's still connected with Chicago, the word Chicago will still be spoken in relation to the show and everything.
And lots of Chicago stories. And,
sure.
Yeah.
But it's just it's not like anybody's really upset about it, but it's like one of those things where it feels good to know that a really great public radio program comes from Chicago when so many other public radio programs do not come from Chicago. You know,
no,
Boston has Car Talk and all of those guys and stuff.
Right,
and
it's, you know,
but it's not the end. I mean, it's not like you're Oprah, right? So if she went to New York, people would freak out.
But weirdly, I don't even think of Oprah. I mean, maybe it just shows how infrequently I watch Oprah.
Yeah,
but to me,
know.
Oprah doesn't feel like it actually comes from Chicago.
No, it doesn't
feels
at
like
all.
It just happens
it could
to be
anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a big plastic set. But we know that it's you can get on the bus and go down to the Harpo Studios. And I think people in Chicago connect with that on some small level. And I think that they would be the same sort of civic pride that makes people worry about Marshall Field's, that makes them care whether or not O'Hare Airport is the busiest airport in the world, which has no bearing on anything.
Mm-hmm.
People are they're at least conscious of this. And I think
I get that. I understand that. And I understand people having that feeling. But I don't have that feeling, you know.
Like, we want you to. I think that's the other thing. Why doesn't he care more? How can he even think about going to New York?
I'll tell you why. Because, you know, my relationship with the city of Chicago, I'm keeping it strictly on a person city basis. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's a city. And you know what I mean? Like, it has to be more than that. I feel like this is where I live, and I think it's a great place, and I really love it here in all sorts of ways. But, you know, it's to me, it strictly is just a place to live.
That's okay.
But it is but it is just a place to live.
And maybe it's
like saying, I love my apartment building. Listen to, like, substitute, like, your apartment building for what you're saying about the city of Chicago.
No,
how is it any different?
No, it is different. It is the sum is greater than its constituent parts, I think. I am a huge Chicago booster. So when I meet people from Europe who have been around in different places and stuff, I show them around the city. I explain why this amazing metropolis on the lakeshore is wonderful and so much better than L.A. And you'll have such a much more pleasant time than if you go to New York.
Wait. You take people around and you actually bother to point out
yes.
You will have more fun here than in
well,
LA
I mean,
or
not,
New York?
I don't know if I use the terms like more fun, but I'll be like, well, you know, you can't do this in New York.
What can you do here that you can't do in New York?
If you went to L.A., you can go swim in the lake.
Yeah, that's really great.
It is wonderful.
How often do you do that?
Often in the summer. You should do it more. Maybe you wouldn't be leaving if you swam in the lake more.
I mean, but my life is, you know, I work 70 or 80 hours a week. Like, I do stuff that I really love. I love making things. I love editing. Like that's what I love. And primarily, like, I mean, maybe this is a bad thing to say, like, when I'm being taped and you're going to put this in the internet. But I think it's like important to know yourself well enough to know something like this. I'm really like a pretty selfish person, you know. Like I like spending my time like making stuff. That's just like enormously interesting to me, and that's way more interesting to me than like you know taking a swim in the lake or like you know appreciating my you know cultural heritage here as a Chicagoan.
You're absolutely right. And
you know like yeah.
And to be honest, I mean, as much as I love the city, I'm in graduate school right now, and my plan is to live abroad for a while.
Oh my goodness!
So I mean, I do love the city, and I do want to come back. But I also, I mean, I'm not. It's not like if I had a great opportunity, I'd say, you know what? I'd really love to join you in New York and do this wonderful thing and having this amazing experience. But I can't because you know I'm committed to Chicago. That's ridiculous. But you know, I feel a little bad when something that I think Chicagoans are proud of, and I think that speaks highly of you and of the show, is not actually going to be produced in Chicago. It's this weird sort of abstract kind of...
No, I understand that. I know. Yeah, I understand that. I don't know. Like, I love Chicago. I feel like I don't want to make it sound like I have no feelings for the city. I feel like there's something sort of chemical and different here. Than other places, and it's just a really lovely combination of things. There's something about the fact that it's a big city, but it's relatively inexpensive, and people can have big places to live, and then the kind of person who tends to settle here, and then just the mix of, like, you know, all sorts of people that you get here. I mean, it's really a lot of that is much nicer than anything that's in New York. That being said, like, New York's really fun, and why do we have act like it isn't, you know?
And you don't. So it's just more the sort of, oh, well, there's another chipping away at what makes a city great. And, you know, it's just...
Well, that's really nice that people would consider us one of the things that makes a city great.
Ultimately, the move to New York really doesn't matter. The show, after all, is this American life, not this Chicago life. And while it's hard not to be somewhat bothered at the prospect of losing a local institution to New York, we'll manage. I'm Dave Elving, and this has been another edition of Audible City, produced for Gaper's Blog, which isn't going anywhere.